Soy marinero. my boy. Right on time.
Come in, come in. Sit down.
No thanks, guys. I already had breakfast this morning.
This is not a meal, Valentine. We are here to try to explain to you what it is we do here.
We are commodities brokers, William. Now, what are commodities? Commodities are agricultural products, like coffee that you had for breakfast, wheat, which is used to make bread, pork bellies, which is used to make bacon, which you might find in a bacon and lettuce and tomato sandwich. And then there are other commodities, like frozen orange juice and gold. Though, of course, gold doesn't grow on trees like oranges. Clear so far?
Yeah.
Good, William. Now, some of our clients are speculating that the price of gold will rise in the future, and we have other clients who are speculating that the price of gold is going to fall. They place their orders with us, and we buy or sell their gold for them.
Tell them the good part.
The good part, William, is that no matter whether our clients make money or lose money, Duke and Duke get the commissions.
Well, what do you think, Valentine?
Well, it sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
I told you he'd understand.
Coming through.
to me. It ain't flown like a flag. I'll carry it behind his bleeding little badge. What's his? I gotta get running now.
Bellboy.
Keep the lip button down.
Bellboy.
Carry the bloody baggage out.
Bellboy.
Always running at someone's ear. You know how I'm feeling. Always running at someone's ear.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guest at this time, the World Wrestling Federation champion, the Hitman, Bret Hart. What it's all about, Hitman, the World Wrestling Federation Championship. That's what you're going to be defending this coming Sunday afternoon at the Royal Rumble against one Razor Ramon. We had an occasion to visit with Razor Ramon last week here on Monday Night Raw. He had some rather unkind things to say about you and your family, for that matter.
Well, you know, it's one thing for Razor Ramon to say things about me. I can take it when somebody makes insults about me. I can handle that. But when somebody goes to the extent that he's got to jump my brother and kick him and beat him like a dog, you know, I don't have very much respect for a person like that. And you know what even blows my mind more than anything is Razor Ramon actually talking about slapping my father? You know, I would think just about all wrestlers would respect my father. He's going to be 78 years old. You know, I don't care where you've come from, but you just don't even think about slapping a 78-year-old man. Not that my dad needs any help, because you know something? Razor Ramon, to me, is the lowest scum in the World Wrestling Federation. He's at the very bottom of the barrel. As a matter of fact, he's not at the bottom of the barrel. You gotta tilt the barrel up, and that's where you find scum like Razor Ramon.
Well, Hitman, one-on-one with Razor Ramon, is this going to be your typical technical type of a matchup, do you think? Or are we likely to see somewhat different strategy from you?
Well, everybody knows that the excellence of execution is famous for one thing. Technically, I am the best. This belt right here, the World Wrestling Federation title, says that I am the best wrestler. But when I get to the Royal Rumble, I think I'm gonna throw that rule book right out the window. And Razor Ramon, I'm gonna kick you down on Conscious Street. I'm gonna beat you from one end of the ring to the other. And let me make one thing perfectly clear. The Hart family name will redeem itself in the Royal Rumble, and you will find out why I am the World Wrestling Federation champion, because I'm the toughest, meanest, and the best.
Thank you very much, Hitman Bret Hart. We'll see you this Sunday afternoon. The Hitman squaring off against Razor Ramon at the Royal Rumble.
It's been a long time. Now I'm coming back home. I've been away now. Oh, how I've been alone. Wait till I come back to your side. We forget the tears we cried. But if your heart breaks, don't wait. Turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on. Won't delay. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried. I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, I'll trust in you and know that you will wait for me. It's been a long time now. Coming back home. I've been away now. Oh, how I've been alone. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried. I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, I'll trust in you and know that you if your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, I won't delay. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried. It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh.
fate is cruel. You ought to forget it. Yes, I know it's true. I've seen what love can do.
Sincere about that, aren't you? You don't care about somebody that loves the product and loves the fans and spent 30 years in the business. You could give a damn about that, could you?
No, I give a damn about the business, but I want the money. I want the cash. And that's what everybody else wants is the money. And they want to see somebody in a white hat, not a black hat, JR, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I'll tell you what, all you got to do is beat my ass on Sunday with the King. And
well,
you got the job. And your buddy, well, it was a problem last week, wasn't it?
Well, you know,
King is not done here.
Finds a nut once in a while, and right now, Al is having a hell of a time, as am I.
Good for you. Maybe you'll call a hold. You know any holes?
You know, I'm going to beat your ass, and I'm going to beat your fat ass next Sunday, JR. That's the way it is.
Oh, there's a King got an inside cradle and the three count. What the hell's that? What happened? Your partner got beat?
Jerry, the King.
Is that what happened Sunday?
That wasn't supposed to happen. That can't happen.
That can't happen. Oh, yeah, it can happen.
I'm leaving.
Leave.
I'm leaving.
No, there ain't no anchor time.
Well, your ass and don't forget that. That can't happen.
Get the hell out of here, will you? Cry, baby. Yeah, attaboy.
Paradise, baby. If it's going to be nightlife, let it be paradise.
myself. Spend so many months then I'm making out the cash.
Is a many splendid thing. What? Love lifts us up where we belong. All you need is love.
Please don't start that again.
All what? You need is love.
A girl has got to eat.
All you need is love.
She'll end up on the street.
All you need is love.
Love is just a game.
I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
The only way of loving me, baby, is to pay a lovely fee.
Just one night, just one night.
There's no way, 'cause you can't pay.
In the name of love, one night in the name of love.
You crazy fool, I won't give in to you.
Don't leave me this way. I can't survive without your sweet love. Oh, baby, don't leave me this way.
You'd think that people would have had enough of silly love songs.
I look around me and I see it isn't so. No.
Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'd like to know, 'cause here I go again. Love left us up where we belong, where eagles fly on a mountain high.
Love makes us act like we are fools, throw our lives away for one happy. And I'll drink all the time.
Ooh.
should be lovers.
We can't do that.
We should be lovers, and that's a fact.
Though nothing will keep us together,
we could steal time just for one day.
What is there for me to say? When I finish, you'll sentence me for my crime. So let me ask you now, what is a crime? What is punishment? It seems to vary from time to time, place to place. What's legal today is suddenly illegal tomorrow because some society says it's so. And what's illegal yesterday is suddenly legal because everybody's doing it. And you can't put everybody in jail. I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm just saying that's the way it is. But I've spent 3.5 years of my life in your prison. And I think I've paid for my error. And if it's your decision today to sentence me to more years, then my lawyer, that's a good one. He says, be cool, Billy. Don't get angry. Don't get upset. Be good. And I'll get you a pardon, an amnesty, an appeal, or this, or that, the other thing. Well, this has been going on now for 3.5 years. And I've been playing it cool. I've been good. And now I'm damn tired of being good. Because you people gave me the belief that I had 53 days left. You hung 53 days in front of my face, and then you just took those 53 days away. And you, boo! I just wish you could be standing where I'm standing right now and feel what that feels like, because then you would know something that you don't know, Mr. Prosecutor. Mercy. You would know that the concept of a society is based on the quality of that mercy, its sense of fair play, its sense of justice. But I guess that's like asking a bear to shit in a toilet. For a nation of pigs, it sure is funny you don't eat them. Jesus Christ forgave the bastards, but I can't. I hate you. I hate your nation, and I hate your people. And I fuck your sons and daughters because they're pigs. You're a pig! You're all pigs.
Tercüme edeyim mi beyefendi?
Lazım lazım. Eğer manka adam bagli. Eğer manka adam bagli.
My hands are tied by Ankara.
O tuz sededen açol mamak. Sertiye, sakmacilar, seza evine kapati la çakskin.
I must sentence you, William Hayes, to be imprisoned at Sakmacilar for a term no less than 30 years.
Get me so soon.
Get me so soon. May it pass quickly.
No, but-